Emerging Enterprise Awards 2022 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times.
Money FM 89.3. Well, when you go to a store and take something off the shelves, you might not realize that there's actually quite a lot of thought that goes into predicting how much needs to be ordered in advance so that there is enough in stock. Our next conversation is about the secret sauce behind the supply chains. Well, no annual award better honours the bold ambition of Singapore's young businesses under 10 years old than the Emerging Enterprise Award, jointly organised by the Business Times, the Financial Daily under Singapore Press Holdings, and OCBC Bank. Now, this year, 2022, marks 15 years of the award's celebration of business innovation, resilience, and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy. Since 2008, the award has been empowering startups and young enterprises with both recognition and resources to take flight and achieve stellar growth. Today, we chat with one of the 15 finalists in contention for this year's award to find out what makes them tick. We have in the studio with us Sanjay Saini, CEO and co-founder of Stemly. Thanks for joining me, Sanjay.
Thank you. Thank you for welcoming us to the studio.
Now, it's great to have you here so you can explain to me a bit more how Stemly works.
Great. So Stemly is a decision intelligence platform. And what it means is that, let's say if you want to give you an example of the store, but there's a lot of consumer good companies and they're looking for how to sell via e-commerce platform. It's growing 100% year on year. Or they want to sell via distributors or via, let's say, NTUC. How much safety stock to maintain? How much stock to keep in the back room? How much to maintain in the distribution center? And this is what we do. We actually predict at the daily level, at the store level, what the demand is going to be, and then decide how much inventory to maintain where.
Right? Okay.
And what it entails is the cutting-edge technology, which is helping us to really take artificial intelligence, machine learning, and optimization to decide at each node, at every point, that what is the right inventory, right product at the right time.
Okay. Give us an idea, though. Before you guys were on a scene, I'm sure there was some way of doing this already. What do you do? How do you change things?
Well, people use Excel. So planning has been a challenge for a lot of companies. And what used to happen previously is that a lot of time people use systems, but they plan it at a very aggregate level. I will do it at a brand level or a product category level. But with the technology which is coming now, like cloud, like machine learning, you can actually go down to detail level at the SKU, which is a stock keeping unit, store, and day level. And you can run a lot of combinations of algorithms to really get that level of detail. And that has changed quite a bit since, you know, the old technologies which were there and going down to the detail level. Right? Yeah. And that's where the secret sauce starts coming in.
All right. What type of ROIs or return on investments can you get from investing something like this?
Sure. So I can actually, you know, talk about a few of our customers. You know, we did forecasting and optimization for them. And this was for a chocolate manufacturing company. And they saved about $3.5 million per plant in terms of how much procurement and how much production they need to do. We have customers who have increased their forecast accuracies from 40% to 80% or 90%, depending on the type of products which they are selling. So this actually, in turn, reduces the working capital as well as straight impact on the bottom line.
Right. So yeah. I can see it really helps a store to prevent any situation of potential overstocking or understocking.
Correct. So out of shelf is a big problem. So availability is a key problem in retail. You know, you need to have the stock so that somebody can buy. If it's not there, it's not there. The business is not there. So out of stock is the main problem which we try to solve, and then ensure that you don't overstock, because again, that's there could be a shrinkages which can happen, which you have to throw away, and so on and so forth. So we minimize that as well.
Okay. And just take a step back. Your company is called Stemly, S-T-E-M-L-Y. How do you get the name?
Wow, that's a good story there. It took a long time to achieve that. So we come from the background of science, technology, engineering, maths, which is STEM.
Right.
And LY is daily, weekly data, right? So we collect the data daily, weekly, monthly, or annual level. So the LY comes from there. The Stemly is a combination of how we apply science, technology, engineering, maths to daily, weekly data.
All right. I can see the science and technology and data behind what you're doing. Yeah. And talk about what you're doing, right? How do you sell your services to companies who might not actually realize they need it?
Well, the company needs it, so it's they definitely know. We work with large enterprises and also mid-market enterprises. So our customers will be a large FMCG company selling, let's say through Tmall or JD.com or selling via distributors in Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam. The challenge is known. It's not that challenge is not known. It's just that Have they solved the challenge? Probably not yet. You know, they have done some work around it. But what happens is that they have not gone to the level of detail which is required because they first didn't have the data. So now the data is happening. And I'll give an example of it. Most of the companies, you know, they sell via, let's say they sell via distributors in our Southeast Asia region, right? Now, distributed data, previously nobody bothered to collect it. But now what's happening is that they started collecting the data that how the distributor is selling to, let's say, mom and pop stores. Now, that data is quite valuable. We take that information in and then generate what we call as a sell-out forecast and then use it to calculate how much demand is going to be on your factories. And that is a sell-in forecast, which is used for supply chain planning purposes. So the way we used to look at data has changed considerably what we used to do before.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point, right? When you talk about data, how consumer patterns are changing. How yes. does that affect your forecasting? Because with supply chain disruptions, things are so dynamic. How do you actually make an accurate forecast of your service?
Yeah, so there are two aspects of it. A very, very fine point which you have mentioned, actually. Let me just kind of break it down into two pieces. So one is you try to predict as best as possible based on the changes which are happening. But the supply disruption is basically how you respond to those changes, right? So change will happen, right? You know, there's a geopolitical tension which is happening where, you know, suddenly you don't have palm oil available or sunflower oil available, you know, from Russia. And similarly, you know, the black swan events which are happening like COVID. So things are changing. So what it means is that how do you respond to it is also important. So you can predict as best as possible based on what we have seen in the past. Well, that's where we talk about our optimization engine, which actually takes into consideration the risks which are happening and see how resilient your supply chain is going to be and come up with a response. Oh, maybe you need two suppliers, maybe you need five suppliers, you know, and what is the distribution of business which I need to give it to them. So that's kind of the second aspect of it from a response point of view. So prediction and optimization to come up with the full answer rather than half answer of, okay, I predicted good, but what do I do with that? I optimize my supply chain.
Very interesting, because I'm just curious about the type of data that you know, digest in this machine. Do you also take into account how people keep talking about a recession around the corner and how consumer patterns are changing?
And exactly the reason why people are buying our software. Because when there's a recession, which means that there are a couple of things which are happening. The cost of capital is going high, right? You have, you know, the inflation which is happening. The commodity prices have played really havoc in a lot of businesses because they don't know what is the bottom or what is the high. So what it means is that if the price are playing a game, you need to respond to those prices and say that, okay, what is the right supply chain response I want to give? You know, you don't have control on the prices. You know, it is volatile. But what you can do is manage your supply chain better. And that's what we offer. So for some of our companies are asking, Sanjay, you know, the price of plastic is changing, or price of, you know, palm oil is changing, or price of surfactants which I'm using are changing. Can you tell me what should be the right inventory level I should maintain? And that's what we do. That's where the recession can be, can be managed a little better with better supply chain.
All right, Sanjay, let's talk about the adoption of your software so far. Where have you seen the interest coming through from in terms of sectors and, of course, in terms of geographies?
Yeah, so we are working with consumer good companies, fast-moving consumer goods, retail, and distribution companies, which are our kind of, you know, bread and butter area, focus area for us, because they have products which they're selling, and they're selling through multiple channels. So we see that as a kind of a straight, you know, fit directly. But very interestingly, the market which is moving quite aggressively is the B2B marketplaces. So that's our second focus area, where we are looking at how we can help a B2B marketplace. So typically they buy in bulk and then they sell it to mom and pop stores or merchants, you know, in different regions. So we have a customer, you know, who, you know, 13 countries, you know, looking at buying, you know, grocery and then sell it to very small, you know, mom and pop stores which are there. So we are managing their supply chain. We are managing the demand forecast. We are managing their, you know, inventory plans and how much to procure from there. And then that's how they go to the mom and pop stores and forecast for that. So that's another area which we are kind of focusing on.
We're in conversation with Sanjay Saini. He is the CEO and co-founder of Stemly, one of the 15 finalists in the running for the OCBC Emerging Enterprise Award. And Sanjay, you've just gone through the judging session for this award. What was it like?
Well, it was a lot of people there, a lot of judges.
Intimidating?
A bit, because I think there were luminaries in there. You know, they have been there, done that, you know, head of sales, head of, you know, and head of businesses. So the questions were quite tough, actually. You know, it was quite interesting. And one of the things came out is that, Sanjay, why are you doing this business? Okay, I said, okay, this is quite interesting that why you are focusing on financial services. And the reason why, you know, of course, I gave the answer to them is that we come from ING Bank and, you know, Economic Development Board has invested in us and so on and so forth. But that's kind of the background. So bank actually helps us sell to some of their customers as well. So that was, you know, it was kind of out of the blue question, which was, you know, said, okay, but, you know, of course you need to answer that. But I think it was a great experience. You learn a lot from the questions which are coming from, because then it comes from the business angle that is your business model right? Are you targeting the right segments? So that's kind of what I loved about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm quite curious. What else do you learn from the questions that you asked? Because I'm sure they came from various industries and they had other perspectives that you might not have realized as well.
Yeah, I think so. Of course, you know, testing out the business model is always kind of important. How will you scale up? You know, are you partnering with other, you know, companies? Are you just doing a single play in there? So one of the questions actually came off about is that what's your, you know, market strategy, go-to-market strategy? And the way, you know, we do it is that we actually partner with, you know, the likes of, you know, consulting companies, you know, who are there in the market, because they have presence, they already know their customers, so they just need to, you know, talk about the use cases and bring us. We partner with technology partnership. We have partnership with Microsoft or Google. So, you know, so they actually bring some of the customers to them. So that's another part of the strategy that, well, I don't have to sell everything myself. There is an ecosystem play which can help me grow in the market. So yeah,
As Sanjay, like you alluded to earlier, the company Stanley was spun off from ING. So it's been quite a journey for you. So if you do win the OCBC Emerging Enterprise Award, what would it mean for you and the company?
Definitely, it is a very important, I would say, a milestone for us, because it tells us that we are doing things right and we are ready to scale, right? So that's kind of where we look at it. It's important. We already feel very comfortable that we are in top 15 out of the, what I heard is 500 applicants. So we already feel very, very good about it. But if we win, then it takes us to the next level.
We've been chatting with Sanjay Saini. He is the CEO and co-founder of Stemly, one of the 15 finalists in the running for the Emerging Enterprise Award by the Business Times and OCBC.
Emerging Enterprise Awards 2022 on MoneyFM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and The Business Times. Recognizing business innovation, resilience, and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy.